Makos, Paragimel, Mishnah Yud Beis 3:12, and perhaps the roughest of all the Mishnayos here in the Masechta, we're going to describe exactly how the lashing occurs. Kate said, Malkano, so how is he lashed? How do we lash him? So first, Kofes Shtei Yadav, we bind his two hands, Al Ha'amud, Helech Vehelech, on like a pole, like a pillory post, on one hand on each side, okay? So his hands are kind of like his palms sort of face each other, his arms are down, in front of him is a pole, and he's sort of tied to the, his hands are tied, so he's sort of stuck to the pole. The idea here is that he's forced to be sort of kafuf, like bent over, because remember, the actual pasuk, the initial pasuk that describes this, talks about that the shofet is hipil, he lowers him down. So how do you cause him to be lowered down? He has to be sort of like leaning over, so he's tied with hands in front of him, so he's like, you know, back, I'll call it up, if you will, and like stomach facing down, if you will. And the idea is that then the person giving him lashes will stand behind him. Tiferes Yisrael says, that's, we want him not to see what's going on, sort of make it less traumatic for him, if you will. It's pretty traumatic as it is. So, here's what happens. They tie his hands in front of him, Al Ha'amud Helech Vehelech, and then the Chazan HaKnesses Ochez Begadav, then the person who's sort of administering this activity, he will grab his clothing, like think like from like the collar, if you will, something like that, and yank it downwards, because we're going to essentially expose his chest and his back. Really, the same thing happened to a woman as well. They get because the lashes have to happen on the skin, and we're going to have lashes on the front, on the chest, on the back, and therefore the clothing gets pulled down. Im nikru, if the clothing is korea, it's a tear, not on the seam. So if it tears, it tears. Vim niframu, if it tears along the seam, which of course would make it easier to repair, so then fine, niframu, it'll tear along the seam. Doesn't make a difference. Ajhu magala es libo, it's pulled down as whatever it needs to get so that his chest is exposed, so it can receive lashes. Va'evan esuna ma'achorav, and there's a rock that's placed behind him, so that the Chazan HaKnesses Omer Aleha, so that the person doing the administration of the lashes can stand on that rock, so he'll be hitting like in a downward motion. This makes the lashes much more forceful. Uretzua shel egel biado, and he's going to have a whip that is the main body of the whip that's hitting the person getting lashed is made out of calf skin. Okay, calf skin means baby cow. The reason for that is got through with the fact that if you recall, I said before that immediately after the pasuk talking about the administration of Makos, it says lo sach sum shor b'disho, you can't muzzle a cow while it's threshing. So we understand that the shor refers to a cow. It's really a shor means an ox. An ox is not actually a male or female or old or young. An ox in English for shor is just a draft animal, any of the above. But a shor really is a draft animal as well. And a shor could be like a calf, not necessarily like a bull or a full-grown cow. We have a rule that he's a shor, ben yomo kare shor, that even if it's on its first day of life, the egel, the calf, is also called a shor. So here, bottom line is, because we have this basis from the pasuk of talking about a shor right away, we're going to use a cow, so we're going to use a cow hide to be the material from which the strap is made. Now, says the Mishnah further, Chazan HaKnesses Omer Aleha Ratzua Shel Egel Biyado Kafula Echad L'Shnayim V'Shnayim L'Arba. It's a four layers of leather strap, okay? According to the Bartanura, it doesn't need to be folded over. It just means like it could be four separate strips, you know, like one on top of the other, on top of the other. Kind of think of your tefillin straps, okay? It'll be wider than tefillin straps, but the point is tefillin straps are also made out of, you know, of cow skin. So it's think of like four of those stacked on each other, just wider than your tefillin straps, a bit tefach wide. There are other Rishonim who understand, based on how the wording of the Mishnah is, that it's actually like it starts out being, let's call it, you know, four tfachim, and then it's folded over once, or maybe it starts out, and then again a second time for twice, bring it down one tefach. Others learn that it's really like, you know, it's two tefachim, and they fold it over once, and they take two of those and stick them together. Whatever it is, the point is, ultimately, it'll be four hides thick of a strap. And then So that's those are this words here. Kfula echa l'shaim l'shaim la'arba. It's folded or doubled once and then twice and then to two and then again to four. Ushte ritzuos olus for yordos bo. And then there are two other. Think of them like as like shoelaces kind of thing. Two. I'll call them. I don't know, straps. You know, like shoelaces. They go up and down the sides of it to bind them together. So again, think of like little like shoelace holes going up and down the length of the ritzua, the strap that's being used, and then that's going to be like in out, like shoelaces, like up down, like weave woven to hold it together. And that strap is actually like the shoelace, I'll call it, is made out of donkey hide. Okay, donkey hide. This the Gemara ends up saying is also based on Chazal said that there's a certain, you know, the Navi talks about how Yadashor konehu v'chamor. Evus ba'alav. It's a pasuk from Yeshaya, the very beginning, Perek Gimel, which basically means that the shore, the ox knows who its master is, and the donkey recognizes where its food comes from, if you will, and the person should at least learn that lesson from the animals. Says the Gemara, Yavo Misha Makir Evus ba'alav. Let the one who knows where his food comes from, referring to the chamor, the donkey, and recognizes this is avus. Avus like this is like the feeding trough, the manger, right? Vipare mimi she'enu makir avus ba'alav, and let him, meaning the donkey, if you will, exact punishment from the one who didn't recognize who his master is, meaning the source of his food, if you will, meaning the person who committed this crime. So based on that, we have this up and down that the seam that holds the four ply calf hide together is donkey hide, okay? And I'm sure the shoelaces, I'll call them, going up and down, made out of donkey hide, add quite a lot to the pain that is inflicted because they're raised points on the whip.